There they go again. Sort of things I worry about at 3 in the morning, before the howler monkeys start their dawn chorus. Things like the state of the planet, Cliff's blood pressure, and, if the doctor's not there anymore, who's saving the world from alien invasions on Fridays? The trouble is, we're not at home, not halfway up the Rio Negro at the Institute of Mycology, and it's 2:05 in the afternoon. Oh, I hate hotels. The air's dry and the staff have meaningless automatic smiles. Cliff says I should have stayed at home. But you know me, I couldn't miss the climate conference. And anyway, it's ages since I was last in London. So, here we were, Professor Clifford Jones, MBE, Nobel Prize winner, veteran eco-warrior, with Mrs. Jones, his manager. That's me. And our slogan, make the future yourselves, all geared up for the chat show circuit. And then, and only I could manage this, I go and get Montezuma's Revenge here in London. So I'm laid up in the hotel while Cliff single-handedly harangues the UN's World Future Conference about the imminent collapse of the Amazon forest. Not that they'll take any notice, of course. So, with nothing better to do, I'm catching up with my blog. If I ramble, I'm just delirious. I was thinking back to when I was stationed here with UNIT and the Brigadier and the Doctor. Don't ask me where time goes. The Doctor tried explaining once, but in those days I was a bit of a lost cause. Now, if he'd only explained why alien encounters always happened on Fridays, which really annoyed the Brigadier, because I kept missing my weekly training course, and he wanted value for his money. The Doctor suggested changing it to Tuesdays, but he called it spy school, which was wrong. "Miss Grant, you're not a secret agent," my training officer kept saying. "You're a data-gathering operative trained for the maximization of information in an operation."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?